Hello. Hello, GWA, and anybody else that's listening, Tumblr. If anybody even listens to these at all, yeah. It's been a really long time. It's been like months, 3 months maybe, I think the last recording I made was during my finals week for the spring semester, and I've since had, like all of summer semester, and I'm a week away from starting fall semester, and yeah. So it's been a long time. But the summer got kind of messy and strange, and but that's all boring, and you don't care. That's not why you're listening to this. That is not even close to why you're listening to this at all. fuck. Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while, and and I have, so, okay, so this is gonna be a bit rambly, but hopefully it'll be worth listening to anyway. I don't know, maybe one person will think so, but that's, I mean, I honestly only make these for one person anyway. Everything else is just gravy, so, fuck, what was I saying? Sorry, foggy day. Right, so I have 3 new toys coming today. 3, toys that I am really excited, like, sex toys, not, like, action figure toys, although that could be possible, too, because I have a lot of fucking action figures, because I'm a giant nerd, but these are not, I mean, I guess they're action toys, but not action figures. They're sex toys. I have 3 new sex toys coming today. And 3 that I haven't, stuff I haven't really played with before. Like I have a gag coming, a ball gag, and I have no experience with ball gags of any kind, and I have this, I don't know, nipple clampy decorative thingy, and I've played with clamp stuff before, but it's been found at, like, binder clips, like office supplies. Fucking binder clips really fucking hurt. They hurt like a son of a bitch. Holy shit, they hurt so bad. But nothing, designed for this purpose. And then I have another glass dildo, which is such a stupid word. Dildo is a weird word, right? I have a glass penetrative toy. That sounds too clinical. I have a glass dildo coming. Another one. I have a couple, but this one is curvy, and I have a curvy one, but this one, this is embarrassing. This one, whatever, you guys are all, you're listening to this, so clearly you right, okay. Calm down. So, anyway, this one is made to look like a tentacle. It's got, like, little nubby, tentacly, bumpy things on it, and it's sinuous and curvy and girthy, and, the guy who helped me pick it out said that he was picking it out because the reviews for this one said that it hurt, that it caused some pain, and he wanted to, I don't know, see me handle that, I guess, or, you know, and, or. He knows that I like a certain amount of pain, especially if I'm in the certain mood, so... Holy shit, this has been like 6 minutes of me talking, and I'm sorry, guys. This is gonna get more interesting in like a minute, I promise. Anyway, so I have these three new toys coming, and they're coming today, but I am not allowed to play with them or use them until my guy gets to participate as well. So that's torturous. But I offered that because I'm me. Because I like torturous and I like denial and wanting, needing, but not getting, as long as I know that eventually at some point I will get, then I can handle, you know, wanting and needing and not getting and not having any hope of getting is just, that's just a level of sadism I am not perfectly personally comfortable with or perfectly comfortable with. But that's the kind I'm far more used to. Probably why it's less exciting. But this kind, the kind where there's, like, I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, I know that it's coming, that sort of delayed coming, no pun intended, that delayed gratification that denial, yeah, works for me. Plus, pain, the idea that he wants to see me in a certain amount of discomfort, and that he finds that arousing, yeah, that just makes me so fucking wet. So, and now we're at 8 minutes of me rambling. I'm sorry. Let's cut to the chase here. The shirt is coming off. Panties are coming off. Everything is off. Okay. So, long story short, too late. Name that movie. Yeah, I'm really fucking turned on, and the toys aren't here yet, and even if they were here, there's nothing I could do. But, I mean, I could cheat, but where's the fun in that? I'm not allowed to touch them yet, or touch myself with them would be more accurate, maybe. So I decided to touch myself with toys I already have, because those are not off the table. That's not, maybe that's a little rules lawyering, but that, I don't really fucking care. They need to come. So... And I've got, oh my god, I've got the place to myself for the first time. For a whole day, for the first time. Like, probably since the last recording I made. So, yeah, there's that. Yeah, so that's 9 minutes of me rambling. Sorry, guys. But, I forgot what I was gonna say. And you guys probably don't care anyway. Fuck. I don't know if you guys can hear, like, all the city background noises, like, upstairs neighbors and traffic and trains and airplanes, but, oh, fuck. I don't know where I'm going with that. Sorry. Sorry if it's distracting. Oh. Yeah, I'm a little out of practice. Okay. That's okay. Oh, fuck. This toy I'm using, it's another glass toy, and, I think part of why I love glass so much is, besides it being so smooth, it's so hard, there's no fucking give, and so I can... Oh, fuck. Oh. If I fuck myself with it hard and in the right angle, it can... it can be uncomfortable and a really... in a really interesting way. I really like it when it, when it hurts just a little bit. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh. 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 Okay. Oh, okay. So. Oh. Oh. Yeah. Sorry for the long ramble at the front, but like I said, I'm out of practice. I'll talk to you guys later.